Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're tuning in to On Fire to Inspire. I'm your host, Jennifer Hain, the founder and owner of Jennifer Lee Life Coaching. You can go to jenniferleelifecoaching.com to follow up on our podcast, On Fire to Inspire, as well as my in-person interviews that I do here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a breath of fresh air. We have a lot of exciting stuff coming up this month. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and I couldn't be more excited to have the guest that we have on the show tonight to talk about self-love and how, in light of Valentine's Day, how important it is to love yourself first before you can share that love with others. And speaking of the exciting things I mentioned, I just wanted to share with you, I have a really cool interview coming up, an in-person interview. Look out on my website and social media for my interview with Amy Brooks. She is a speaker, and she was born with a rare condition, and I have a very hard time pronouncing it. I feel so horrible, and she'll probably laugh at me if she hears this. But her condition that she was born with, left her with no arms and no legs. And the interview is beyond moving. Words cannot explain, but you have to keep a lookout for it. In a couple weeks, I also have an in-person interview with Stephanie Oliver. She is the founder and owner of Oliver Events, which is an event planning company located here in Pittsburgh. And I also have a breath of fresh air interview and a podcast interview coming up with Dominic Damaschke. He is the founder of Motivation Champs, and we've only recently connected, and I'm super excited about it. So as you can tell, lots of great things coming your way. Make sure you keep posted on jenniferleelifecoaching.com. Let's get to our guest for tonight. I cannot wait to have her back, and yes, I said back, because Andrea Leach was here last year on Fire to Inspire. We had her as a guest in 2014. She is an indie singer and songwriter from Oakland, California, and she is also a huge advocate for anti-bullying and suicide prevention. And she has so many passions besides volunteering and giving back to charities and certain causes. She is also very passionate about the gaming industry. So it's really cool. If you go to her website, you can check out how she's honing in on her craft. And she wants to expand her music creatively, which I think is really cool. And without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring Simply Andrea on the show. Andrea, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me again, Jen. I'm excited. We get to talk again.
I know. We're reunited.
Yes. And it feels so good.
I love it. What a better way to welcome you.
I know,
and,
right?
You know, We had a very, very good show last time. I think it was encouraging to a lot of people. It kind of revolved around the same subject that we're talking about tonight, but I think it's such a great time of year to do this with Valentine's Day coming this weekend. And you are such a strong – I follow your social media, and the way that you portray self-love and accepting who you are and accepting others is just too admirable not to bring you on for that topic too. So.
Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we have a lot to get into tonight. First, let's go ahead and talk about what you're getting into as far as your music. How is 2015 treating you?
2015 has been really good to me so far. I've been really blessed to work on some great projects kind of in the last leg of 2014. I got to challenge myself and kind of step outside of my comfort zone and make music for a video game. So that was definitely a highlight of last year. And I'm hopefully this year, cross fingers, I have some projects in the works that I'm working on right now that hopefully I'll be able to share with you guys. But it's definitely challenging as far as like creating music for games and not being able to know what the characters look like. And I don't know what the environment looks like. And I just get like descriptions, and I kind of have to build the music around the descriptions that I'm given. And
wow.
I'm working on cover songs. It's so much. Like, I'm glad that we get to sit down and talk, because then I get to share about what I'm doing. Because a lot of the times when I'm working, I can't be like, okay, guys, this is what I'm doing right now. Because I have to wait. I have to be patient. And months down the line, then I'll be able to talk about it. So I'm glad that I get to share what I've been doing. Because I've been pretty busy.
Yeah.
I've been a busy bee.
It definitely sounds like it. I want to say a while ago rather than just a couple weeks, but I saw you post something really, you were so excited about your music and it correlating with the gaming industry, but I wasn't quite sure where that was going. So why don't you tell us what game was this for that you were able, that your music was chosen for?
It's an indie game company, Dragonland Studios, and they approached me to make music for their game, and it's a dating simulator game. So I don't know what the characters look like. It's still in the works, like as we speak, like they're still working on it. But I know that my music is going to be on it. I think it's going to be an app. I'm not sure. It might be something you could play on your cell phone, but I do know that they're working on it right now, and I've done the music for it, and I was really excited to be able to share it.
Yeah, congratulations. And so
Thank you.
I know you said, and on your website, you did explain it as wanting to hone your craft and expand it creatively. So would you say that you have a preference? Like, do you enjoy performing more, or do you kind of want to start taking your music in that direction where it's a good soundtrack or backup music?
I love singing. I'll always love singing, and I'll always love putting my music out there. But it's something it's a little extra gratifying to know that something I created is going to be the background for a video game. So I kind of want to head in that direction and see where it takes me. It's definitely something that's new for me. It's a new avenue for me. I play video games. It's something I enjoy doing. But it's a little bit different creating something for a game. So I kind of want to head in that direction and see where it takes me.
Yeah, that's so exciting. So are you working on any current music as far as albums now, or are you kind of laying low until this next project ends?
I wish I could say I was laying low. I'm always creating something. So I wish I could be like, yeah, I'm just relaxing. No, I have an EP. I'm putting the finishing touches on it. Excuse me. It's going to be a few songs. I'm going to say more than four, less than seven, but that's basically done. Like, I have the music done. The lyrics are finished. I've got some amazing co-writers that helped me this go around. I love the songs. It's just a matter of me sitting down and recording them and getting that mixed and mastered. But the EP is solid. I have an EP that I want to release soon. I want to release it this year.
And for the listeners, can you explain, just in case some people haven't heard of what an EP is, can you explain that?
Sure. An EP is just like, I call it a baby album. It's you're not going to get like a whole meaty, like 10 to 12 songs. It's going to be a little bit less than that. Sorry about the silence, you guys. I live in a really
good that's okay.
Street.
They're coming after
you. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
It's that album, man. Everyone wants it.
That's hilarious. That's great. But an EP is that's hilarious. It's not a full-fledged album where you get like 10 or 12 songs. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a cute little like release with about 7 or 8 songs. So that's when I'm looking at it. It's done.
Very exciting.
Just have to record it. Yes, it is. It is. And I'm putting out some cover songs, too. I'm going to be dropping one this week. So I can say I will be done. Yeah. Yeah. So that's
you have such a
exciting.
Soulful voice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, you're still in Oakland, California, right?
Yes, I am.
Now, do you record with people like in a local neighborhood there? Do you go outside of Oakland to the studio where you record?
Oh, I have a funny story about that. It's so much that's happened. Like, I get to just spill the beans with Jennifer. But
yay!
Actually, before I released my last EP, which is called Gravitas, when I was recording that, I actually sent it off to a big fancy studio in LA so they can, you know, put their little magic on it. And some of the music got stolen. And I heard it. I'm not going to say the artist's name, but I was listening to the radio and I heard it and it was pieces of my song and her song. And I'm going, no way. They ripped me off. So to answer your question, I would love to be able to collaborate more and send my music out more. But because of that theft, it has me really leery. So I try to keep it in house and keep it real.
Hey, whatever works. know?
Yeah.
I completely understand. I mean, that's your baby. You don't want to, you want to be careful who you put it out to, and that's a shame. I'm sorry about that, but whatever, you're amazing. So you'll create much more awesome music.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you have, all right, a lot of neat collaborations coming up. You have your baby album coming up online that people can keep a lookout for, as well as the the song that you'll be having featured in this video game, which is really cool. Talk to us about the way that you shift gears and how you give back to charities. What do you have going on in that area of your life?
Oh, I got some exciting stuff coming up this year. it's so much to just kind of organize it and be able to present it to you guys, but this Friday, I can start with the most recent thing. This Friday, I will be participating in a movement called P.S. I Love You Day, and it really ties into what we're talking about today, but I love it because the day before Valentine's Day every year, you wear a purple shirt, and the purple shirt is kind of like a vow or a promise that you're going to help stand up to bullying, and you're going to help support those who are affected by depression and suicidal thoughts. So P.S. I Love You Day is Friday, this Friday, which is tomorrow. So I will definitely be supporting that and wearing my purple shirt. I hope you guys will wear a purple shirt too. And I have some things coming up with muscular dystrophy. I was approached by someone, his brother had MD, and he wanted me to do some charity work for his campaign. So I will be doing that this year as well. It's going to be the Find the Cure campaign. And I will be definitely, I'll post all the links and stuff on my social networks because these are great causes and I want you guys to get involved in them. They're great causes.
Yeah, that's, and you, now let's, that's kind of a great way for us to lead into. You are a very huge advocate, not only for just, I mean, you obviously give back to many different charities and you stand up for a lot, but anti-bullying and suicide prevention are two that have really hit home with you. And I would love for us to start talking about your personal history. I appreciate you sharing last year on the show and why it's so important for you to give back to those specific causes.
Absolutely. I think if I didn't have the history that I do with bullying, I wouldn't be in the position where I am to help and support the way that I have been so far. But I don't want to go on too long. But in school, when I was a young woman in elementary school and middle school, I was constantly harassed and demeaned and bullied. It got to the point where I would have to physically defend myself. I never got suspended or discharged or expelled or anything, but the teasing did get to a point where I felt physically threatened and I had to defend myself. And dealing with that growing up led me as an adult now to be able to kind of try to work with different charities and try to jump on these movements to help others see that, you know, you're not the only one that's going through this. You're not the only one who is dealing with these issues. I've dealt with them, other people have dealt with them, and these are some ways you can cope. These are some things you can do to cope. You know, find a counselor, find a trusted loved one, find someone in your family or a friend or someone maybe in a slightly older peer group who you can talk to, who can be your sounding board, because that's really important. Just being able to discuss what's happening to you and discuss what's going on, that can really lift a tremendous weight off of your shoulder. Because I know when I when I had a counselor at school and when I had my mom to talk to, it was really helpful to be able to go, okay, this is what happened in school today. This is what went down. This is how I feel about it. And a lot of times when I talk to my girls, hi girls, I call them my girls, but they're sweet. They're a group of young women. They're teenagers. And I call them my girls and I always try to, you know, encourage my girls, you know, because teenage years are crucial for young ladies, and it's such a trying, difficult time to move through. So I always tell my girls, you know, I'm here for you. I will be your sounding board, because I know what that was like for me, being young and having someone to talk to. That's really important.
You know, and you make a very interesting point, because it's, aside from having the person to talk to on your end, I think it's great for anyone listening to, or parents or guardians, whoever, really, to make sure you're extra aware, especially nowadays, because you may think your kid's okay, you know, coming home from school every day, they're not in tears, whatever, but just being a little more aware, or even at the end of each day, just asking how everything was and make sure that communication line stays open and that, you know, that you don't get comfortable just thinking everything's safe and okay.
Right. That's totally great advice, and I totally agree with you on that, because I know that was the kind of child that I was, and that was the kind of young woman. Like, you'd ask me if I was okay, and I'd be like, oh, I'm fine. But you had to kind of dig a little deeper. So I definitely co-sign what you're saying. You know, be aware, you know, notice if your child is a little more withdrawn or a little more quiet, if they're typically an outgoing child, just try to pay attention to their behavior, because the statistics are alarmingly high right now for suicides. And I just want to encourage anyone out there listening, you know, if you think your friend, if it's a friend or a loved one you're concerned about, don't be afraid to ask them, are they okay? Just check in with people, because you never know. You never know.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And you, I know that with the anti-bullying and then comes suicide prevention, would you say that you support that equally, only because they kind of piggyback off of each other?
They definitely piggyback off each other, definitely. And that's why I'm so passionate when it comes to those two things, because I've experienced it. So it makes me kind of go that much harder when I'm working with these different organizations.
And you, being an artist as well, you released and you escape a lot through music, and a lot of your music is very personal and soulful, and it's you basically singing your emotions. And I think a lot of people too, another great piece of advice, you kind of just naturally made it come up, would be to not only have someone to talk to, but have that release. Like, what do you enjoy doing that makes you happy, or that you can vent through, even if you have a bad day, come home and write a song or draw something, whatever it may be.
Yes. That can be a tremendous, tremendous relief. One of my girls, she's a dancer, and I told her one time, I'm like, if you have a bad day, just get it out on the dance floor, just rip it, just kill it. Whatever you're dancing, just put all your heart in it, you know, get it out. And it does help a lot if you have a creative outlet to fall back on.
And let's switch gears a little as far as advice on, aside from the anti-bullying and suicide prevention, the first step is really truly learning to accept who you are, loving yourself, because you're going to have to love yourself. Not everyone's going to love you. So, I mean, you have to be there for yourself, and you kind of are your own best friend to start. And that gives you the confidence you need to push through the haters or the people who don't support you and who make fun of you, whatever it may be. So what advice do you have for people on how to get started loving themselves, really?
How to get started. Okay. This is like one of my favorite topics, because it's so true. Like you said it at the beginning of the broadcast, like you can't love someone else until you're able to love yourself first. And I know people hear that saying floating around a lot, but it's so true. If you have that as your foundation, then you're set. And I know when I speak of self-love, it's a very broad statement, but for starters, take care of yourself first. You know, especially for women, us women, we're very nurturing. We kind of have that as a default. Women and people who are very open and caring, we kind of have that nurturing automatically, and we can't help it. We just nurture other people. So I guess my first piece of advice would be just to nurture yourself. However you nurture and care for other people, just turn that inward and focus on you. Take care of you. And I can speak from personal experience about this. Mm. You have to nurture yourself first. Like, however gentle you are with other people, be that gentle and be that nurturing and caring when it comes to yourself.
Did you go through a phase where you said you can speak to this personally? Did you go through a phase where you were the one doing everything for everyone? And how did you deal with that?
Absolutely. It tired me out. I can't, there's no way I could sugarcoat that. Like, I was tired. I had nothing left to give anybody or myself. So this is why I say nurture yourself first, because if you're taken care of and you're secure and you have this kind of center place, then you'll be able to go outward and help and nurture other people. But I didn't have anything left for anybody. Like, I was just all nurtured out. I had nothing left. And I kind of had to sit back and take some space and take just some me days, just some days for me, where I focus on me and things that help me feel centered. Just writing down, just keeping a journal, listening to relaxing music, maybe working on a song, whatever I needed to do in that day to help me feel more like myself, that's what I did. And eventually it became kind of like second nature, like, okay, I can take care of myself now. I have some left for others. So it always starts with me first.
I love it. And you led me into my next question, because when you say take care of yourself, and we're talking the topic of loving yourself, aside from making sure that you are literally giving yourself relaxation days and taking care of your body physically, emotionally, and along the line of self-confidence, have you ever battled with having confidence in yourself, and that was kind of the barrier in between loving yourself?
Ooh, that's a huge, that's like a mountain right there, getting over that self-confidence.
It is.
It's a huge, because it's always a struggle, like, and kind of going back to internal dialogue, also what I meant earlier when I say be gentle with yourself, like, instead of being really harsh with yourself and coming down on yourself when something disappointing happens in life or you have a setback, it's always really good to have a positive internal dialogue. And that helps a lot with confidence and building confidence. So, you know, instead of saying, oh, I don't know. Oh, for example, I didn't get the promotion that I wanted. I didn't get the raise that I wanted. Instead of kind of like badgering yourself and coming down on yourself hard, just kind of be easy with yourself. Be gentle and say, okay, that's okay. I didn't get the raise. I didn't get the promotion. I'll just try next time. Just kind of be a little bit easier with yourself. And that helps with confidence, because I know I struggle with confidence a lot, especially being bullied.
And a lot of what I try to represent as well, as far as taking risks or chasing your dreams and making sure that you're not forgetting what your passions are in life. Like, you don't want to be a robot. You deserve to have everything you want. And I think a lot of times with risk taking, and even what you do, being a musician, there's times where you have to put yourself out there, and where you do encounter things like what you said, you didn't get a promotion, or say your album doesn't get picked up, and you go through these things that test your confidence constantly when you're a risk taker. So what encouragement do you have for people where they're just nervous to plain and simple feel like they lost their confidence because of failure? What advice do you have for people?
The advice I have, I know this might sound, hopefully you guys won't be too cynical, just roll with me. But failure has its purpose too. Like what you were saying about having a setback, I had someone tell me last year, like point blank to my face, it was a charity organization, and they wanted me to work with them. And I submitted a song, and they flat out told me like I couldn't sing. Like he's like, oh, you can't sing, you're flat. And I'm like, dude, like you're pressuring to help. So that was like, you know, sometimes life throws you. You know, throws you rocks. So I got hit with that rock. I was like, ah. But I couldn't internalize it. I had to go, okay, well, this is one person's opinion, and this is what this one guy thought. I can't let that reflect on anything else that I'm doing or that I want to do. So for those of you guys who may have experienced a failure recently, don't internalize it. It's a part of the process. Failure and success go hand in hand. For every failure that you have, it's only leading you closer to that success. So if something falls through and you have a setback or it doesn't go the way you thought it would, that's okay. It's totally okay. You'll look back on it and be like, oh, I'm so glad that fell through, because it might not have been the right opportunity for you. It might have turned out to be something bad in the end. So not every no.
You know, and
that's
grief. Yeah, that is so true. Because even if it's with professionally, if a job doesn't work out, if a gig doesn't work out for an artist, if even if something in your love life doesn't work out, there are chances are something better is going to come along. And I don't even necessarily want to say that whenever something doesn't work out professionally or personally that it's because there's something better for you, but more so like, what are you going to do as far as making the best of it? So it's like, when stuff like that happens, you can't lose, you know, for everyone listening, you can't lose your self-confidence. Like what Andrea said, it's you have to just make the best of it and roll with it and just keep pressing on. Because, I mean, ultimately what is going to get you through is your self-confidence and your self-love, or else you're just going to slowly just start dwindling away.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what exciting things do you have coming up?
Okay, let's see. I have a cover song this week that I can't say what it is yet because I kind of want it to be a surprise, but it is video game related, and I'm excited about that.
Is that going to be up on your website, or should people look for that on social media?
I will be blasting it everywhere, on my Facebook, my website, my Twitter. Everything is Simply Andrea. You can find me anywhere on the internet using Simply Andrea. I use it everywhere. And also this year, it's something that I'm carrying over from last year. I did some work with autism, and the movement that I'm going to be doing this year for World Autism Awareness Day, which is April 2nd of 2015, is Shine for Autism. Mm-hmm. And it's a social media campaign that's designed to bring awareness about autism. I'm really excited about that because that started last year. And
I remember that.
Yes, and
I remember following, and it's on your website too, I think.
Yes, it is. It is. I was approached, for those of you who might not know what Shine for Autism is and how I got it started really quick, I was approached by Justine Edward, and she had wrote a book called Shine, and all the illustrations in the book were drawn by a young boy with autism, and he's adorable, and he drew all the pictures in the book, and she approached me because she wanted me to do a song version of the book so that all the lyrics for the song Shine are taken directly from her book, and I made it into a song, and it became a movement on social networking, and I'm really excited about it this year. So it'll be the second annual Shine for Autism Day. I'm super excited.
Well, you certainly are busy. You aren't lying. My head's spinning thinking of everything you have to do.
It's a lot.
That's awesome, though. I really do. I'm so blessed to know you. I think anyone listening would say that they were equally as blessed just for even hearing you on the show tonight, let alone people who do know you and the girls that you mentor. Yeah.
Thank you.
Everyone, make sure you check out. It's simplyandrea.com. That's UNDREA.com. And you can also follow her on social media. Everything, like she said, all of her handles are simplyandrea. And you can also find out all that's happening there on her social media pages. She's very active, so.
Yes, I am. Very, very active
on social media. I appreciate everything, you know, you said tonight and your advice on self-love and all of the charities that you give back to. We'll make sure to let people know how they can come on and support all of your charities through your website. And I appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me. I always have a great time talking to you, Jen. Always.
Oh. Well, likewise. That's why I was so excited to have you back and that we could coordinate it with our busy schedules.
You're busy bee too, lady.
It's all good stuff, though, right? We say we're busy, but it's all stuff you love, and that's the important thing.
Yes. Amen. That is so true.
All right. Well, you have a great night, and thanks again for coming on.
Thank you, Jen. Have a good night, everyone. Thank you.
All right, everyone, that was Simply Andrea. Like I said, you can check out her website at simplyandrea.com, where you can find all of her latest music, her projects coming up with the gaming industry, as well as all of the charities that she supports and helps follow. Keep a lookout for some of her pictures on social media this weekend from her PS I Love You event. And she also has her Shine for Autism event coming up. Like we said, you can support those organizations and charities on her website. Also mentioned in the beginning of the interview, keep a lookout for my A Breath of Fresh Air interviews with Amy Brooks, who is a speaker and has a very, very amazing story to share with you, as well as Stephanie Oliver, the event planner for Oliver Events, and Dominic Damaski, who is a motivational coach as well. He's the founder of Motivation Champs and somebody I'm super excited to collaborate with. Again, you can find all this information at jenniferleelifecoaching.com. Hope you have a great weekend and happy Valentine's Day.